to apologize, first of all, to the children, because I had prepared something, but I completely changed my mind and decided to share on something else, and it was prompted out of an email that many of us probably received this week from a godly man who we respect, and it was entitled Financial Discipline, or maybe in a child's version we would say How to Handle Money in the Right Way. And it kind of prompted me to share a little bit about how that was played out in my life. I'll do a very short version of how the love for God and the love for money was played out in my life, because many of you maybe don't know sort of my little journey, so I'll put it in a very short form. But even the thing about money, I mean, all you children, you probably have, or many of you maybe have a little bank account, or you're working somewhere and you get paid for that job that you do, and so you got this money, and then at some point, I mean, you can do whatever you want with it. You can either give it away, you can save it, you can spend it. And so even early in your life, you're already learning a little bit how to handle money in the right way. So this is sort of how it played out in my life. And the verse that I want to take from this is in Luke 16, where Jesus says, "No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." So I grew up in a Christian home, like you kids are doing, growing up in a Christian home. I was raised on a strawberry and raspberry farm, and at age 16, I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And at age 19, a young age, I was married to my fine wife, Helen, and that's 45 years now, and we're going to be celebrating our 45th wedding anniversary next month, actually. So that should be an exciting moment for us. And at age 20, my brother and I, we had a chance to buy the family farm, this raspberry and strawberry farm, 20 years old. And things went well for a couple of years. We were doing well, and so we decided to expand. And at age 24, we bought another farm. And we were raising our children on this farm, and it all was going well. And so we thought, well, let's just keep going. So at age 26, we decided to buy another farm, just expanding around the area there. And things continued to do well. So at age 30, we decided to buy another farm. And at this point, I could see already something was happening in my life, but I couldn't really get a handle on it, but I knew something was happening because I just wanted to keep expanding. And so we built processing plant and freezers and coolers, and we were selling these berries all over North America and just continued to expand because things seemed to be going quite well. And so we hired people, you know, hired a sales manager and a plant manager and a field manager and an accountant, all these things that you have to do when you grow and expand because, you know, we wanted to continue to do well for my children and for ourselves. At age 33, we decided to buy another farm, and then all of a sudden, things took a turn. Things suddenly took a turn. Things changed. Competition came in. High interest rates came in. Dropping prices came in. Duties were charged. I know some of these things are difficult maybe for the children, but I'm sharing this for everybody more or less. You kids can ask your parents what it means when you have high interest rates and you can't pay back the money that you owe, or you're competing with somebody and you don't make it. And all these things, these forces come against us that make life all of a sudden very difficult and very heavy and can be very discouraging. And you know what happened at age 37? At age 37, the bank said, "Harry, you and your brother and your family can't seem to pay back the money anymore that we've lent you, so you have to give it all back. We're going to take it all away from you." And it was a large amount, and we knew we couldn't pay. We had tried, but it just wasn't working for those reasons that I just mentioned earlier. So we tried selling the farm. But you know what? Sometimes the market doesn't work. Nothing was selling. So we had this huge amount we had to pay back. We tried to sell it and give it back and pay back our debt, but it wasn't working. The bank says, "We're not giving you any more money, and we're going to take all your land and all your farms and all your equipment, take it all back. It's now ours because you can't pay anymore." We met with some professional people, accountants and things, and they said, "You got to declare bankruptcy." In other words, just tell them you can't pay and maybe get off the hook somehow. But as Christians, my brother and I said, we can't do that. That's not right. We don't want to do that. We didn't know how to answer the problem, but we didn't want to declare bankruptcy, and so we didn't. All of a sudden, though, I think at that point I realized there was a lot of selfishness and pride and greed being exposed in my life because things were not going well. They said, "You have to come downtown Vancouver and meet the head banker, the man who gave us all this money, and he's going to tell us the bad news on what he's going to do and how we're going to pay it back, but we can't pay it back. They're going to just tell us, you guys, you're done, you're finished. So you can imagine a drive to Vancouver, my brother and I, and we're praying and didn't know what was going to happen because it was a large debt that was just impossible for us to pay back. Could have worked my whole life, it wouldn't work. The bank manager, and we had heard he was a very harsh man, very unmerciful, so it made it even more difficult to want to meet this man. We sat down and he told us, well, Harry and Vic, you tried hard, we tried hard, but it's not working, and you know, we're going to take everything over. But this is how we're going to do it. We're going to forgive you 100% of the debt that you owe us. You have to just stop and think about that. I wasn't expecting that. That's what happened. He forgave us 100% of our debt. We were completely free. We could keep a few things, a few cars, so we could drive around, carry on working. I was 39 years old at that time, about the age of any of you fathers around here, 39. I had worked for a long time to get there, but now I was back to zero. Anyway, we had to start over. Helen got a job at Trinity, and that's a story in itself. She had to apply. There's 100 ladies applying for this one job, and she gets the job. We were praying and asking the Lord, just help us, because we didn't know what to do. God was so kind and gave her that job so we could start earning some money. I started at that same time studying to sell real estate and build some houses. And the silly thing is that I hadn't really learned my lesson. I thought, well, I got out of this bad, bad situation the first time. Now I'm going to build houses and make money building houses. And we did well for a few years. But you know, God must have known my heart. And after 3 years, we lost everything again, second time. Same thing. Lost everything a second time. It's funny how we don't learn sometimes from our mistakes. It takes several times before we learn. Again, my stubbornness and pride and selfishness and greed was really being exposed. Anyway, at that time, as Helen and I were praying, said, Lord, we just got to go in a different direction. You help us with this burden of debt and just all the things that it's exposing. And God started to speak to us. And I know one night she woke up and she said, Spirit was sort of sharing something with me. Pay it down. Pay it down. That's what she said to me. I said, what do you mean pay it down? Well, it doesn't take much to figure that out. When you have a lot of debt, you want to pay it down. But how do you pay it down? You have no resources. You don't know what to do. But we just believe God said it, and somehow we're going to trust God to do something. So we made some radical, drastic changes in our life. You know, God wants us to do something. He doesn't just automatically take care of things. He wants us to change things. So we did change things. We just got rid of a lot of things and didn't do a lot of things and canceled a lot of things that each one of you would know what those would be. But for us, it was things that we thought we were deserving of, but we realized, you know, we can actually live without. And so we just deprived ourselves, you might say, in a certain way for a while, but it was actually quite painless. It felt really, really good, actually, just to do with less sometimes. Didn't look at what other people were doing and going and whatever. Just let God work on me, my problem, our problem. And he saw the seriousness in our heart that we really wanted to rectify this one area of debt in our life, of a problem, burden in our life. And you know what? In 5 years, praise the Lord, in 5 years, God did something so miraculous. I can hardly explain it, but he helped us to remove 100% of our debt again, completely. It's just the mercy of God, the kindness of God that he did that. And it's been that way for the last 12 years. God has been so faithful in his love right from the beginning, and I have no regrets on how he dealt in my life, how my life unfolded. You know, it was a rough ride in some places, but God knew what he was doing all along. He knew he needed to get into this heart and expose some of the things that I just couldn't see. I didn't see it. And most times we don't see some of our own areas of lack or of sin. But finally, he showed it to me very clearly. And in his loving kindness, he helped us to get out of this burden of debt again. You know, the interesting thing is God never stopped me from making bad or good choices, though. The choices to buy or to sell or to do this or that. He didn't grab me and say, here, you can't do that. He let me go down whatever path, but he wanted me to call out to him for mercy and grace and help. And I did that because the bondage of debt is a huge debt. It's very, very heavy. And if any of you have experienced it, you know what I'm talking about. And I just want to encourage you that if any of you are in the clutches of debt and you want to be set free, God can help you. Just cry out to him. I don't know how he's going to do it. It probably won't be like he did it for us, but he wants us to be debt free. It's just one of those heavy things that he wants us to be set free from. And I just know that he is mighty to save and he's mighty to set free.